through Happy Living here, and I'm happy to be broadcasting from WITV7 in the beautiful Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. Hey friends, come and join me for a moment, and just imagine how incredible you'd feel living the unique and distinct life you were put on this planet to live, doing work you love, with people you love, in places you love, and all the while creating something of real value to others. That's what I call a life of significance, and I can tell you it makes for a very happy life. And so can my friend Lori Lawrence. He's my guest star today, and he's here to share his unique and distinct journey to his life of significance. Hey, Lori, welcome to the show.
Hey, and thank you, Matt, and I appreciate you having me on your amazing show.
Thank you very much. Hey, get us started by telling us what you're doing these days to make your mark of significance on the world.
Well, these days, I finally got to a position where I'm saying I'm semi-retired. So I'm still trying to work out exactly what that is and what it looks like. But in a very fortunate position that I can spend the winter down here in Naples, Florida, and it's 85 degrees every day. So I'm enjoying that. Awesome. And it's a little bit of guilt trying to overcome the guilt of, you know, spending your whole life working hard and trying to create success for you and your family and others, and getting to a point where you're allowed to slow down and now allowing yourself to be able to slow down and not feel that you should be doing more. So that's an interesting challenge that I'm still working through, Matt. But yeah. But life is good. You know, it's life by design, and it's been a long road, and it's an exciting time of a new chapter and new changes for me. So
very, very good. So let's do a little mathematics here, Lori, so our friends all around the world can get to know you through our happy formula. It's a very simple formula, but it's super powerful. It's power plus purpose equals happy. So let's start with power. What are your practices for building up all the personal power that you need to get things done, whether that's physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally? In other words, Lori, what do you do on a regular basis to create all the power you need to take really good care of yourself and your loved ones and still have plenty left over to be a giver to others?
Well, you make that sound easy. We all know it's not easy. We all know living in this world that we live in now, having the strength and the energy to keep a lot of plates spinning at the same time is not an easy thing. And sometimes you feel like you're that guy at the circus who's got the plates on the stick and you're spinning a plate. Oh my gosh, there's one over there, and you spin that plate. So to say that I've always had that balance and keeping all of those plates spinning at all the evenly at all the right times is probably not 100% true, but I've always had a lot of natural energy. I've always had a lot of purpose, a lot of drive. I haven't always known exactly where to put that or where to direct that energy. But, you know, being ADHD, shall we call it, it's kind of looked at as a negative thing. But I think low-level ADHD is a positive thing. I think it gives you that energy that as long as you can tap into it and push it in the right direction, it can be very productive. So I thank my ADHD personality and type A personality is giving me enough of that energy to at least spin the motor, and exactly what to do with that motor is being the challenge.
Okay, I got it. So let's explore my favorite power generating concept, since we're talking about power. It's called a Kaizen state of mind, and it's this beautiful Japanese idea that small incremental improvements add up over time to yield great big results. And I love it because it's based on mindset, not circumstance. So Kaizen in life is knowing there's always something I can do better tomorrow than today. And it creates this optimistic, gentle, but powerful and continuous uplifting of my life day after day after day. So Lori, in your life, how has Kaizen in your life helped you increase your personal power so you can continuously become more and continuously give more?
It's an interesting one, and I hadn't heard the term before. I think it's an amazing term, and it makes a lot of sense. And as I say, one of the areas of my life that does need some more balance is more that spiritual and that understanding side of it. And I think, you know, coming back to the driven type, ADHD type mentality is you're good at running up a hill and you don't always know why you're running up the hill, but, and you don't always have enough time in your own mind to slow down enough to ask the question, why am I running up this hill? So it's certainly not an area that I have a huge amount of experience in and explain to your viewers. But, you know, I'm at the stage now where I'm not running as fast, where I can ask those bigger questions and get more clarity on the why and how to use that. How to use that skill and that motivation and that ability to achieve outcomes to help other people do the same thing.
Now, if we were to look backwards a little bit on, so you're currently, you know, working with Stay Lake Norman and Vacation mm-hmm. Rentals, and prior to that, the real estate business. Think of your evolution in those businesses and the things that you learned and that you improved slowly and over time, and you kept building on and building on and building on that success. That's Kaizen.
Okay.
And you've done that. I see you doing that in at Stay Lake Norman, right? It's small incremental things. You change it, you get a better guest response, you roll it out for all your houses, and you keep that, and then you look for the next one. And you're constantly doing that, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So that's Kaizen.
Okay. I didn't actually know exactly how that term fitted into the world, but I think understanding and the ability to help people understanding what they need from an emotional level, not just you know, a financial or a success type level. And I don't know if you know a gentleman called Dale Carnegie. I did that course as an 18-year-old and learned more about human nature and fundamentals.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a huge grounding for the Kaizen and to be able to help learn that. But, you know, people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. And yeah. And I think that goes a long way. And that's something that I've been able to help people by understanding a lot more and helping them alleviate their fears. You know, we discussed before the program about, you know, the success of most people's lives is moderated, in my opinion, by fear more than anything else. And that seems to be the one thing that holds people back from taking the risks, implementing, executing, and doing those things. We have a term in Australia called gunner, G-U-N-N-A. And it sounds like, from an American point of view, it's got something to do with guns, but it's not. When we say, oh, he's a gunner or she's a gunner, it means they're going to do this and they're going to do that, but they never do anything. So they're a gunner. And I think,
see.
You know, I personally, looking back on my life and that inability to be able to overcome their fear to execute and to do something they really want to do, is stronger than their motivation to do it. And I just think we all have that motivation balance. Yeah. And I've always had a lot of motivation. I've also had a lot of fear, but I've been lucky that my motivation has been stronger than my fear. And I do think that's the key. I do think that is the key.
It's acting with the fear. Because you can't get rid of the fear. You're doing something. You don't know if it's going to work out, so you're fearful of it. But you can still act in the fear. And that takes us to the second part of our happy formula, which is purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I've observed that major life transformations, the big things, discovery of purpose, comes from devastation. Because of devastation, people act and overcome the fear. Maybe it's addiction or abuse or disease or death or disaster. Something awful strips life to its core and it results in a big change. My child got stolen. So I'm gonna do this thing that's beyond my capability. And I don't notice the fear because I've been devastated and love is more powerful. So in my second book, Lori, I wrote about turning inspiration into action, that devastation works to transform life, but so does inspiration. And that's how I've found purpose in my life. So how about you, Lori? Was there Was there a specific moment or event or a crisis or an inspiration that revealed to you the purpose you were meant to live?
Well, I wasn't sure whether I wanted to really go there, but I'm going to go there. I had a very, very dark period of my life between 12 and maybe 19. I developed a very, very horrible condition called Tourette syndrome when I was 12 years old and back in New Zealand. And everybody knows what that is now. You know, everybody's seen what that is. But back in rural New Zealand, nobody knew what that was. So I found that I could not control a lot of these verbalizations. I couldn't actually control that. And it made school and it made life, you know, I don't even know how to put words and how difficult life was for that time. So trying to fight, you know, making verbalizations and noises where you couldn't control it. It's so hard to explain. It's like you're feeling like you're about to sneeze, like you can't control that. It's like, I'm going to sneeze, you sneeze. And it's very much like that. So, you know, it's part of that ADHD spectrum. It's kind of one of those connections there. But of course, that 12 to 17, 18, 19 year old, it was devastating beyond belief.
I cannot imagine.
Not really having any friends, people looking at you, people pointing at you, people laughing at you, people telling you, shut up, please be quiet, and not being able to do that, which created more stress, which made the Tourette's worse, which created more stress. And, you know, there was times there where you were questioning, what is this? Why has it happened to me? Yeah. Am I going crazy? So I left school at 15, and you know, school was the most difficult thing in the world. When you're in a classroom of 30 kids and a teacher and it's quiet, it's kind of very difficult for someone with full-blown Tourette's. So,
wow.
So I left school at 15 and ended up getting an apprenticeship. And it got a little better then. I got a little more control because I wasn't all day, every day in an environment where you had to be quiet. So that took a little bit of the stress out. And by reducing the stress, you know, we reduced the problem and, you know, managed to spin that the other way. So I finished my apprenticeship and I was getting better and better. It still wasn't 100%, but I had got in front of it. I could have somewhat normal life as long as I didn't get into too many quiet situations, which where I felt a lot more stress when I was in a quiet room. But I started my first company at 19, and you know, coming back to what you said, after getting through that 12 to 19 stage of my life with what I believe is one of the most stressful situations, I mean, I would not have wished that on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
If I can beat that, I can beat anything type scenario. And I've always had it. I'll always have it. But it's moderated into a very minor twitch now if I get a little bit overstressed. So,
so it's something you have to live with, but you, like, I've never noticed anything the times we've been together. So you're obviously controlling it well. What was the big takeaway that you can give to our audience? It's that if I can overcome this, I can do anything. There's nothing to be fear. Is that the big thing that came out of it?
I think we're designed to handle a lot more crap, a lot more stress than we realize. You know, we as this human condition, I think there's a very fine line between having this very easy, very perfect life where you don't have a lot of stress, so you don't have to strive too hard, versus too much stress where you have to strive too hard. I think if you don't have difficult times in your life, if you don't have to strive through certain circumstances, then even if you achieve the prize, I don't think you'll realize that it is a prize, because you haven't experienced the pain. And I just think that is the human condition that we're all supposed to learn. I don't think anybody gets through life without difficult times and crazy difficult, whether it's financial, whether it's health. But it's very easy to take that catastrophe and become the victim. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing I learned from that was don't be the victim. Take that negative, take that pain,
use it,
turn it around and use it as fuel.
Love it.
And
go ahead,
don't let these things take you out. Let these things give you the power to turn it around. It's not easy, and it's never going to be easy, but I don't think we experience success and we don't experience joy and achievement and completion unless we see that side, we face it, we look at it, and we work through that. And don't be a victim. It's so easy to become a victim mentality. You can't allow that.
And you can go through hard times with a good spirit. It doesn't mean the times aren't still hard, but you can have a good spirit. And you just reminded me, I wrote, when I turned 60, I wrote a post and I called Turning 60 Unscathed. And then the very first sentence, well, actually I'm a little scathed. I've had this surgery, had this problem, but it's a mindset, I think. And so you went through that 12 to 17, 18 year old period of time, which sounds just horrific. And I want to ask you one question about it and to make a comment about it. It's when you've done that, then you've learned, okay, I'm going through a hard time right now, but that's all right. I know that I can get through it. And on the other end, it's, you know, it's, the storm doesn't last forever. But the quick question before you go to break is, what would you say to people who are struggling in the midst? I'm just working on this for a meeting that I have tomorrow. In the midst of a really long, difficult time, and you quit right before you're about to come out of it, and you lose something that you can never get back because you've quit and given up. So what would you say to our audience that's struggling with things? You must have felt like you were never going to come out of that situation. 7 years as an 18-year-old young man, you know, it must have been like, it's never going to end. So what can you say about persistence through the trauma?
I mean, spending many years in real estate, one of the sayings that I use for rookies, because breaking into the real estate market and is one of the most difficult things, but one of my favorites was, success lies just past the point most people quit.
Yeah. And
it's a good one to grab onto when you hanging on to your last thread, thinking, when is it going to come? When is it going to break? When am I going to do it? And it's true. It's success sometimes is the last man standing, not the best.
Well, Lori, I'm glad you went there. I didn't know this part of your story, and thank you for sharing that. And let's take a quick break for to let our sponsors spread a little love with our audience.
Right.
Happy is an intentional and lifelong journey, but it's hard to change and grow towards higher levels of happy without knowing where you're starting from. Our happy quiz puts a starting pin on the map to your happy living and provides additional guidance and motivation along the way. Just go to happyliving.com and take the happy quiz to get started on your road to happy. And we're back. And this is the Something Significant Show. And I'm your host, Matt Gersper. And my special guest star today is Lori Lawrence. He's the owner of Stay Lake Norman Luxury Vacation Homes, where he's combined the down-to-earth, humble values of his Australia with the southern hospitality of our North Carolina to create the ultimate in luxury lakeside living. And he's completely obsessed with giving his guests the vacation experience of a lifetime. Oh, I do love that, Lori. And I think you're going to love the article I found on lifescience.com. It's called The Science Behind the Power of Giving. And it says the act of giving itself can be a gateway for discovering your reason for being on this planet. It tells us how science supports the idea that giving one's time, or talents or treasures is a powerful pathway for discovering purpose and overcoming difficulties and finding fulfillment and meaning in life. So I updated our formula. Power plus purpose plus giving equals really happy. So what do you think, Lori? Has giving your time and your talents and your treasures over the course of your life been a pathway for discovering your purpose and getting past difficulties that you've faced and for bringing real meaning into your life?
I mean, that's a good question. And it's funny, I was talking to my wife about this before we came on, and she'll be the first to tell you and your viewers that the giving side is something of me that still needs a little more work. And, you know, I'm going to study that a lot more and what you're saying, because, you know, while I've certainly been giving of time and trying to help people, one thing I've struggled with, especially, you know, with helping new people become real estate agents or salespeople, is it's sometimes very difficult when you're very driven and you've got that passion. And when you're trying to help someone and they may not really put that effort in, and when you give them the formula, it's very hard sometimes to continue to nurture them when part of you wants to slap them around and say, look, I've told you to do this. I told you to do this. You haven't done it. I can't help you if you can't help yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a lot of frustration with helping people when sometimes you want to slap them around, because so many people say they want success. So many people say they want to achieve, but they're not prepared to do what's necessary to do it. And success in any area, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether it's health, takes a lot of work. And if you can't dig into yourself to find that passion, to do what you need to do for this outcome, it's very hard for someone to help you with that. That has to come from within. And if you don't have that life force, and that's been my biggest challenge with helping people, because part of me, when they're not doing what needs to be done, how do you help without slapping them around and saying, find some energy here?
let me challenge that just a little bit with this comment. One of the things that I think I've even said this to you when we were starting our partnership together, that I'll match your enthusiasm. And so, you know, if you and I are going to work together and I'm going to help you do something and I do, and then you come back and you keep matching my enthusiasm, when you have people that you're training and they're taking it all in, they're doing what you say, and they're becoming superstar salespeople, doesn't that feel awesome?
It feels awesome. I mean, I must have trained in Australia. I stopped selling, and we had 300 salespeople, and I just became a mentor to a lot of these people. And I did find a lot of frustration with 95% of them. But the 5% that said, Laurie, what do I need to do? You need to do this. And they'll report back, I did it. And you say jump, and they say how high. And a lot of these were ex-military people. They were ex-people that had got into real estate, but they'd come in with more discipline. They'd come in with more discipline than the average Australian that said, oh, mate, yeah, I'm tired. I might lie on the couch a bit today, mate, and have a couple of beers and go for a surf, and I'll look at work tomorrow. You know, those people, but the 5% of people that did exactly what you said, they put their passion in, they put their energy in, they will never fail. They will never fail, because they will work out the mistakes. That passion and that drive will keep them pushing for the answers, and they will execute. That famous success word, execute, not talk about it, not be a gunner, not plan. You've got to execute. Generally, people won't do it through fear, through lack of motivation, whatever. You've got to put the rubber on the road. And the few people that did that, that followed that, they were successful and still are successful. And yes, I got a lot of joy out of that, a lot of joy out of those people.
And I think that's what the science is talking about. I think it's, and I recognize it's that fourth element of significance that we define, doing work that creates value to others. So the work you were doing was creating value to those 5%. And I've learned that the magic of life comes not from getting more, but from giving more to those 5%. So But I've noticed there's something more to it than that, Laurie. It's not just the giving that's magical. It's when you're giving from living in your purpose. That's where you find the real magic. So tell us, for our audience to know, you've transitioned from realtor to vacation homes, and you've got this great business going on here in North Carolina on Lake Norman. And so, Laurie, tell us, how does it feel to be happily living your life and giving to others through the work you're put on this planet to do, and creating these vacation homes, and your guests are feeling the impact that you're making, not only on their vacation, but also on their lives. And they're saying things like this: honestly, I've never written a review about a place I've stayed at before, but this experience was too amazing not to. Another says, from the moment we drove through the gate, my family and friends immediately felt like we were in a private, secluded resort. We had complete privacy, water on all sides. The house has everything you could ever think of. Talk about a wow factor. The front door opens to a beautiful view of Lake Norman. Others said, gorgeous, spacious, incredible views of the open water. Great location, great boating, great restaurants. This home has it all, well-furnished, well-stocked. The house was amazing, well-appointed in every area. The beds were top-notch and really comfortable, very organized. Everything was seamless, every detail thought out. The staff did a great job. They helped us with every accommodation, quick to answer our questions, easily available by text. They're very professional, always available to help. Others said, wow, best rental ever. Unbelievable. We were blown away. Really amazing. Another perfect rental from Stay Lake Norman. Others said it was a perfect family Christmas with a beautiful Christmas tree. Another, our stay made us want to buy a new house. Beautiful sunsets, wonderful memories, amazing view of Lake Norman, stunningly beautiful, excellent, the nicest rental we've ever stayed in. It was the best. Can't wait to come back. My family and friends will never forget our stay. So, Laurie, you're clearly making a great big impact on your guests by using this magic that you've found from living the life that you're living in your purpose. How does all that love make you feel?
You know, it's funny. It's not something I give a lot of thought to. I know that if I'm having a hard day or a bad day and you read a few of those reviews, it makes you feel fantastic that you're able to help people enjoy their family. You know, we had it was rather a difficult one, but it was probably 6 months ago now. One of our reservationists came to me in absolute tears talking to a grandma whose 19-year-old granddaughter had been struggling with cancer and had now been told that she probably only had a couple of months left and they couldn't fix her. And her dying wish was to come to Lake Norman and have the whole family together for that last trip. And wow. After hearing our reservationist tell me about this in tears, we gave the grandma one of our best homes, you know, for a week in a boat, and they had a wonderful time. And you know, I think she died a few weeks later, which was just terrible, just horrific. But that gave us a lot of joy that, yeah, you know, that was her dying wish. You know, from that aspect, you know, what we do, that's a great, you know, that's a really, really great feeling. I agree. We need that feeling more.
And that's what this show is all about, Laurie. It's finding that magic in each of our lives. You couldn't have created Stay Lake Norman without all the history that led up to that. And what I see is that you're applying all of that in this little interesting, niche, magical way. And so it's finding that magic and then applying it to your life. And it creates this great big happy circle. It's giving your time and talents and treasures, which you did with, you described to the grandma, is a powerful pathway for discovering purpose. And giving from living in your purpose brings a profound joy to your life but also to the lives of those around you and to your guests and to your reservationists. Giving leads to purpose, and giving from purpose leads to joy. So, Lori, to more properly reflect the exponential power of the happy formula, let me tweak it just a little bit more. Power times purpose times giving equals happy to the third power, and that's really, truly, deeply happy. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, I'm learning all the time, and that makes a lot of sense. And I think I'm going to gain a lot out of this myself to see how I can make a bigger impact on that. Obviously, we have made an impact, but we could do a lot more. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Okay, my friend, let's wrap things up with the lightning round. I love the power of words and the capacity of great quotes to change lives. So I'm going to read a few of my favorites and then have you tell us what they mean to you. Give us the first thing that comes to mind, Lori, because it's called a lightning round.
Okay.
Say it again.
Let's play.
Okay. The first few are about lakes. This is from Stephanie Payne. A lake so vibrant in color that it looks like a fine art painting.
Oh, hang on. I've got to give a one word to describe that.
Oh, just your response. Not a single word. Just what comes to your mind.
Okay, this is supposed to be fast. Fluffy.
Fluffy. I can tell you, I sit out and look at my lake at the end of the day, and sometimes it does. It looks just like a masterpiece with the clouds and the trees and the reflection off the lake. And so that's what she says, a lake so vibrant in color that it looks like a fine art painting. So this is from, it doesn't have to be one word, it's just a thought that comes to your mind, however long it is. It's just a quick response to it. So it's coming from your mind.
Got it.
This is from Hamlin Garland. He says, my recollection of 100 lovely lakes has given me a blessed release from care and worry and the troubled thinking of our modern day. It has been a return to the primitive and peaceful.
Tranquility, connection back to oneself.
Beautiful. And that, listen how you walked right into this one. This is from BKS Iyengar. And he says, the still waters of a lake reflect the beauty around it. When the mind is still, the beauty of the self is seen reflected in it.
Wow. Time to connect and back to basics of understanding.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I love about your company is, you know, when we live on the lake, we tend to take it for granted.
Absolutely.
But many people never get to experience this. And that's what these authors were talking about. Okay, let's a few more about business. This is from a guy named Paul Hawken, one of my favorites. Go deep into a specialty, get a customer, make them happy.
Be the expert, understand your product, your service, your market, and succeed.
From comedian Aries Spears, he says, to sustain longevity, you have to evolve.
If you're not going forward, you're going backwards. You've got to keep growing. You've got to keep learning because you'll never know it all.
Yeah, good. From Bruce Lee, absorb what is useful, discard what is not, add what is uniquely your own.
The truth and fundamental teachings there, definitely.
This is an African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
You can't do it by yourself. And it's so important that you surround yourself with the right people to help this journey along. Absolutely. Love that one.
Good. This is the show anchor from Goth. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now.
I like that. That's very much feel the fear and do it anyway. Like execute and instigate and execute. Two things I'm a big believer of.
I think Goth could have said, don't be a gunner.
Don't be a gunner, mate. Get on with it. Stop worrying.
Very good. Okay, now, folks, it's your chance to be a giver, too. If you can hear my voice and you are inspired by today's show with Lori Lawrence, please share a little love with our amazing broadcast team by giving what you can to WITV7. They're a 501c3 charity on a mission to educate, empower, and encourage. They do good works with your kindness. Lori, I love your enthusiasm for real estate and our beautiful Lake Norman and for creating success in the things you choose to do. And I admire your passion for sharing it with others by offering some of the finest Lake Norman rentals available on the lake, complete with boat rentals and concierge services and five-star attention to the customer experience and your company mantra that luxury is always in season. Indeed it is. And I'm super happy that you've shared your infectious Aussie love and entrepreneurial spirit on our show today. Will you please take a minute or two and share any parting remarks you'd like to leave with our audience?
Well, look, I think what you're doing here, Matt, and the message that you're sending is powerful. It's healing, and you're doing some amazing work. But I've been lucky that I've always had that ability to do the things that I've wanted to do. And, you know, I wish I could help more people understand that if they just did it, then they most likely gonna succeed. It's funny, one quick thing, you know, I'm mid 50s now, and I know you're a little bit older than me, but the word that men in their 50s and 60s have more regret, but the regret is based on all the things they didn't do more so than the things that they did they wish they hadn't have done. So
yep.
Don't get to your rocking chair moment in your 60s, your 70s, your 80s and look back and say, I didn't do it. Do it. Just yep. Do it.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm working for a meeting I have tomorrow. And I just saw this YouTube about a guy, I can't remember his name right now, but it's about surviving Navy SEAL training. And all you have to do to get out of all the, I mean, it's unbelievable what these guys have to go through. And all you have to do to quit is ring a bell that's right there in their headquarters. And I was writing these very words. The guys who went through it and became SEALs, they don't have regrets of the suffering that they endured to get the prize. But I bet the ones, you know, this guy went in with 150 people in his group and they came out with 42. So the 108 that rang that bell, they have regrets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So don't ring the bell. Just get her done. So thank you very much, Lori. And I also want to thank WITV7 for hosting and promoting our show so we can keep interviewing inspiring guest stars like Lori and reaching folks just like you, ready to create your own extraordinary lives. And most especially, thank you, viewers and listeners. You'll find links to websites and social media and all things Stay Lake Norman. You can explore Lake Norman, explore dozens of luxurious Lake Norman waterfront rentals, and even find the perfect lakeside home for your next getaway. And you can learn about boat rentals, and dining on the lake and other local excursions too. It's all at staylakenorman.com. That's all one word, staylakenorman.com. Staylakenorman.com. From me to you, dear friends, I love you and I want you to be really, truly, deeply happy too. So I want you to go to happyliving.com and take our happy quiz. Because when you measure your happy, you'll focus attention on it. And focusing attention on it inspires change and learning and improvement to flow right into your life. And once you take the quiz, and it really only takes a minute, then I hope you'll give some thought about what we can do together, you and me, to improve the happy of your world, one person at a time. Till next time, I'm Matt Gersper. You are awesome. And this is the Something Significant Show. And we're out.
Nice.